If you can't make it, swing by later for their happy hour deals Monday through Saturday.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Hey, I tell you what. You can take a good look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up there, but wouldn't you rather take his word for it?
What?
I'm failing to make the connection here, son.
No, I mean, you can get a good look at a T-bone by sticking your head up a butcher's ass, but then, no, it's got to be your bull.
Wow.
Crossed over if I never.
Tommy boy. I know it well.
I'll be rich as
yeah, three times. Callahan, Tommy Callahan.
Gold dust at my feet.
I don't remember much, but I remember
on
that.
On the sunny side of the street.
Well, he was smoking pot at the beginning of the movie, and he fell and crashed and broke a table just like he always used to do on Saturday Night Live. That was the first scene of the movie. That was right before he flunked out of college and came home and asked Dad for a job.
Yeah. Fine. You have a better memory than
no,
I do.
No, I can't remember that scene.
No. Had to make it clear.
I'm trying to elevate your memory of the show.
Didn't he graduate? I thought he graduated.
I thought the first scene was him chasing the school bus.
Yeah. Because they said, because he kept calling him.
Folks,
a
I'm sorry you
graduate.
Have to be a part of this. So. Let me look outside. Nice.
Nice.
Clouds building up. Well, it's oppressive, but it's pretty.
It's record setting.
It is record setting, but it's puffy white clouds. Those are cumulus clouds. When they become cumulonimbus clouds, we have thunderstorms. Thank you so much. I'm practically a meteorologist. Thank you.
You know what movie I think Tim's thinking of is Black Sheep.
They're almost the same movie.
I'm not.
You know what cirrus clouds are? No, of course
clouds are very serious.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
Media companies are named after clouds. There's Cumulus Media and there's Sirius XM.
Well, it's Cirrus clouds, not Sirius. Cirrus.
See, yeah. My bad.
Good afternoon, everybody. Let me officially welcome you to the greatest radio show, certainly in this town. And as we are almost giddy with anticipation, because I know that preparations are underway for some special surprise for us tomorrow on our second anniversary here. I know that radio station owners can trade out vehicles. It could be a car for each of us. It's going to be something like that. Trips, cruises. And we've all decided together to try to act surprised, and we will. We're pretty good at that. But, one day away from 2 years here.
Or it could be some pretzel bites from next door.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
See, I think it's going to be one upper arena ticket for the Blues game tomorrow night. He's just going to throw it on the floor, and then we all have to dive bomb to see who gets it.
One ticket.
I have a comeback for that, but I'm not going to use it because it would hurt somebody's feelings.
You won't hurt my
here.
Feelings. I know I'm the biggest guy on the show, but that doesn't mean I'm going to get the ticket.
But, Tim, you're just automatically assuming it'd be about you. Maybe it wasn't.
Okay.
It wasn't about you at all.
Well, I don't think anybody else in this feelings can get their show hurt. Anybody
okay,
else in this show
you.
Can get their feelings hurt.
So, welcome, everybody, to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the... Ooh, we're in the month of Halloween. It is the 1st of October, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
And I would be less than honest if I didn't tell you I did not think we'd make it here 2 years. I just didn't. And I based that on the first 6 months here. The first 6 months here
were
beyond rough. It was really rocky. And I've had people ask me, wow, if you could go back and do it over, would you have left the other place? And the answer is yes, in all uppercase letters, yes, because of the reasons that I left. Yes, the answer is yes. Was there a price to pay for that? Yes, but sometimes when you do what's right, when you do what you know is right, It doesn't always mean you're going to be rewarded for that. There was a hefty price to pay. This is where we do the Burke segment. A couple of things I like. First of all, real quickly, and we talk about it more later, that female cop, Amber Geiger, was found guilty of murder. And I didn't follow the trial. I don't know all the testimony. I know she took the stand. But it's an interesting case for several reasons. One, there's a race card played because she's a white cop and the guy she shot was black. Nonetheless, and I'm not saying she wasn't guilty, because to me, if you're not familiar with the story, what was the sentencing? They're supposed to come back this afternoon.
They haven't figured it out yet, I don't think.
It's going to be anywhere from 5 to 99 years in prison. It's not first degree murder, I don't think. What's the next level? Second degree, whatever.
Yeah, second degree.
So, in a nutshell, the way I understand it, she lives in the apartment complex, and she went into what she thought was her apartment, but it wasn't. It belonged to a black guy who was sitting on a couch eating ice cream, and she shot him. Nothing about that sounds justifiable to me. He's not a threat. He's eating ice cream.
Apparently she said that she thought the guy was in her apartment, but are you not going to notice that...
Furniture!
Thank you!
No,
decorations!
She's on the wrong floor. Now, Tim asked me earlier, did they take a drug test? I don't know. I don't know. She must... And even if she wasn't, then it looks even more racist, if that makes sense. If she was sober and not under the influence of anything, she walks in as a black guy, oh, here's a chance to take out a black person.
But...
it's weird.
If she's coming home, right? She was coming home. She would have had to get the key out.
No, the door was slightly open. It wasn't locked.
Oh, okay.
Now,
why would that guy have his door slightly open?
I'll guarantee you that her attorney, because if I were her attorney, here's what I'd say to the jury. I'd say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, my client, thinking she was in her own apartment, noticed the door was ajar. Now, when you see that, you think, uh-oh, somebody has broken in here. So you draw your weapon. And then you walk in, and there is somebody there. And your whole focus is on that person. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, my client didn't even notice furniture. She was, as her training dictated, focused solely on that person. She didn't look around. She didn't let anything cause her to be distracted from that. It was on that person. Yes, it was eating ice cream, but my client saw something differently. She saw a quick silver flash. Now we know it was a spoon. She thought it was a weapon, a chrome-plated revolver. I mean, I'm telling you, this had to be the only route they could take with her. But they said that he had a red mat on the floor in front of his door to distinguish his apartment, because they all did look alike.
Right.
She didn't have a red mat. Did she not notice the red mat in front of the door? Did she think a burglar... Now I'm the other attorney. Okay, I'm the prosecuting attorney.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, if you came home, and even though the door was open, and there's a red... you would think, uh-oh, somebody broke into my house and put a red mat down first?
Mm-hmm. You said that that it was on a different apartment. So did she walk past the floor that her apartment was on?
She parked on the wrong level. See, what's going on here is this gal...
Ladies and gentlemen, Tim Woodburn.
Real quick, thank you, Frank. This gal was in a sexual relationship with her partner.
Okay.
Who was married.
Oh.
Her story is she's distracted and she's texting this guy, which A, caused her to park on the wrong level of the parking garage.
Uh-huh.
He lived in the exact apartment that was right above her. She went up one level too many. She gets off. She's texting this guy. She's texting while she's walking, If I'm on the jury, it's understandable that maybe she could miss the red floor mat. She says the door's slightly ajar.
Uh-huh.
In her words, she said she saw a silhouette coming at her. I still haven't seen any part of the story of were the lights on or not, regardless of whether he's eating ice cream.
Right.
If the lights are off and a silhouette's coming at you, and you're a cop, and she had just gotten off a shift, and she's on duty, and she's in uniform, she claims she said, show me your hands, show me your hands, and the figure kept walking toward her, and then she shot. That jury still found her guilty of murder, and I'm surprised by that.
Good.
Again, I'm not. But neither one of us has seen all what I've seen in
St. Louis. Well, I mean, after seeing what I've seen in St. Louis with cops shooting people and not being convicted, I'm surprised.
That she was found guilty?
I am. Okay. Very surprised.
Here's the two things she has going against her, I think. And even though they're not fair, don't think for a second that in the minds of the jury, this didn't play a role. One, she's white, he's black. All right. Two, she's a home wrecker and a whore. Because they'll no. Wow. I'm not talking. I didn't say she is.
No, I'm saying.
In the mind of the juror, because
right.
There's a reason they made a point to include that she's texting a married man. Because now on the jury, you don't look at her the same way. You don't look at her as a decent, respectable. She's having an affair with
she's
a married
a liar.
Guy. There's a little blemish right there. Yeah,
right.
She's a liar, and she's cheating with this guy. Blah 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 blah. So all of that goes into your perception of the character of this woman. Is it fair? No, it shouldn't make any difference what color the guy was. It shouldn't make any difference if she's screwing a married guy or not. What's it got to do with shooting a guy? But sure. it paints a picture of her. You know, when an attorney goes, objection, Your Honor, not relevant, and sometimes the judge will go, overruled, because the judge can see that it is relevant because it's...
Right.
You know, you remember, this is really, to me, here's something I really don't understand and never will till I die. Do you remember in the O.J. trial, they would not allow as admissible the evidence of him beating the hell out of Nicole, and those
right.
pictures were not relevant. Not relevant?
Yeah.
Right.
Are you kidding? That really threw me for a loop. In 1973-ish, I worked in Westport Plaza. O.J. Simpson was out at Westport Plaza, and so was Nicole. And they stayed at the Sheraton Westport Inn, which was a stone's throw from where I was.
Right.
He beat her so badly there, they flew her out of there, out of St. Louis, without any medical, so there would be no. I talked to someone who worked. It was White Development Company that ran that complex. I talked to somebody that worked there, and they said the coordinated effort to help him get out of town and hustle her out before anybody, before the news could get out that he beat her to a pulp, was unbelievable. That's how fascinated and enthralled they were with O.J.
Right.
They didn't give a crap about her. Let's help O.J. get out of town so nobody knows about this. And how that was not allowed to be part of the evidence against him, wow. They allowed Dahmer, they allowed the prosecutors to bring up that he tortured animals. And why didn't they go, sure. Well, that has nothing to do with this cannibalism. Sure it does. It shows that he's crazy and that he's cruel. So that was another part of the O.J. None of the O.J. thing will ever make sense, ever. Because do you think, well, that's a dumb question because the answer is yes. There are still people who do still believe he did not do that. There are some.
Mm.
And here's the proof. Look at all the people who still clamor to get pictures taken with him. Sign this, autograph. Do you think those people, if they do that and honestly believe that he's a double murderer, what kind of despicable people want their pictures taken and fawn all over a murderer? So if you're doing that, you better truly believe he didn't do it. Because take a good look at who you are. If you're propping up and putting on a pedestal and having your picture taken with a guy like that. I had a chance to interview O.J. Within a year after the murders, and I turned it down because my instructions were, you can't ask him about the murders. Well, that's about all I want to ask him
right,
about.
Right, there's no point asking him about his career.
Yeah, I'm not a sports guy. I'm not going to ask him about the Heisman Trophy. I want to ask him about that night, and they said, you can't do that. You can't mention anything about that. Well, I said, then I'm not interested, and I wasn't interested. Because the whole time I'd be talking to him, all I'd be thinking was, wow, I'm talking to a guy that killed two people. And I could have gone on and done it, but I know what would have happened. He'd have walked out. He'd have just unhooked the mic, and you've seen him do that before. And sometimes people agree to do something, or I won't say this, or I won't say that, and then they do anyway. Ed Sullivan, when the Doors performed on Ed Sullivan, Light My Fire, Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Higher. Sullivan said, you cannot sing, Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Higher. They sang it anyway. And, of course, he said, well, now they're never going to be invited back. Rolling Stones did the same thing. Dan, you remember which Stones song it was?
No.
Hang on. Satisfaction. It was one of the Stones songs, and he said, you can't sing that line. And they did it anyway, and they were never allowed back. So welcome again to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. You are welcome to jump in here the first hour and kick around about anything that you want to kick around. Here are our phone numbers, 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Well, jumping right in there. Before you speak, do you mind if we get an update on this baby thing? Because you did tell us yesterday that you're getting you got your car seat, little kitty car seat base to snap the car seat into.
Yep, got all that.
Now, the reason I ask this is, if you remember...
Oh, hang on a second. We're doing an EAS test now, so...
No, we're in the middle of a show.
And I can't skip it, so... Just going to have to... Well, the people on listening through the app and online, they can hear us, just not over the air. So, you know, if you want to say anything inappropriate,
so we're
now,
not on
the
air
time.
Right now?
I don't think we're going out actually, like, over the air.
No.
Like, if you listen to us in the car or on your radio...
How long does this thing last?
I think about 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, just wait it out.
All right, cool. Do you want me to play some Jeopardy music maybe a little bit?
Sure.
Just to pass the time?
Oh, sure. We are waiting, for those of you who are not listening over the broadcast signal, waiting for the end of the emergency action notification system test.
Okay, I think we're good.
Is it over? Back
yeah.
on the air?
All okay, right, we're
welcome,
back.
Welcome back, everybody.
Oh, the Stone song was Let's Spend the Night Together.
Yes.
They wanted them to say, Let's Spend some time together.
I remember, yeah. And they went ahead and sang it anyway. I want to go with an update here, because if you remember, at one time you told us after you impregnated this girl that she wasn't talking to you.
Right.
She won't have anything to do with you, whatever. And then you kind of got back together. You don't live together.
No.
You don't even date, do you?
We've been hanging out a lot recently.
Well, that's good.
So, you know, that's good, yeah.
So, and now and like you that. Are compatible to the extent that you've bought a baby seat, a space, and you're... Okay, so take us from there.
All right, so I've now got a bunch of diapers, because my friends threw me this diaper party, which was actually kind of cool. We just brought snacks and beer, and they brought a buttload of kids' diapers. So
buttload?
A buttload.
Good word.
Yeah, thank you, right? I've now, in my house, which is weird, I've now got a pack and play. I've now got a crib. I've got, like, a changing table. Like, my spare bedroom,
whoa,
which I had, like, just a bunch of stuff in there, now has all these baby things. And I've got baby clothes.
So if she said... Let's just, you know, get together, live together, maybe get married later, but let's be mom and dad. Would you be up for that?
I'd be thinking about it, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Okay, thank
Why
you for
not?
The update. Now your Burke segment.
Mark Kreutzer, I believe
that's
how you say
it. Don't worry about people calling. Go ahead.
I'm having a hard time answering the phone. The lines are dead.
Uh-huh. So do we need to reset the phones?
They're ringing now.
Yeah, I might.
Go ahead, Livy.
No, a listener, Mark, sent me 6 joke CDs. Do you know this guy? Jackie Martling.
Yeah, he's not funny. He's dirty, and he's not that funny. He was the Howard Stern's joke man.
So I can't play
and
any
every
of these
joke
on
I've
air.
Ever heard him tell, I know. He just does them real dirty.
Yeah. All right, well,
Jackie Martling is a guy who thinks he's a lot funnier than he really is. And by the way, I think he's unemployed now. So.
Oh, is he? That's unfortunate. Well, yeah, I've got 6 of his CDs, and one of them is signed, so,
that's
kind of cool.
Jackie the Joke Man Martling. That's what he called himself.
He does have one of my favorite jokes of all time about the talking parrot outside the store that heckles women customers who come into the store, and how the pet store can't give this parrot away.
Right.
Heckles
the female customers.
Okay. You don't think that's a good joke?
It's a joke. I never liked that he couldn't Of course, he was on Howard Stern's show, so what am I saying? But I don't know. The same jokes, most of the jokes he told, I have told, but mm-hmm. I can find a way to tell them where they're acceptable to most people, where he chooses to go the other direction.
All
throw
right.
every dirty word he can
Make
in there and
dirty.
Add some dirty words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I just
I'm sitting
to
here trying to remember the punchline to the parrot joke.
You want to have a look at him?
He can't sell the parrot. Does he finally sell the parrot to somebody?
No, the parrot is heckling the female customers that come into the pet shop.
Does he put it in the freezer?
No. Okay. And the parrot's in the cage. It says parrot, $1.
Right.
You know, all the other parrots at the store are $100, and the parrots are $1. And this woman walks by, and this parrot goes, "Mom, hey, lady, you're really fat and ugly." You know, and the woman gets all upset, and she goes running inside the pet store, and she demands to speak to the owner, and tells the owner what happened. "I'm a long-time customer here, and I can't believe I'd be treated like this. And what's wrong with you? Why don't you just throw it away or give it away? I mean, I can't believe how offended I am." And the owner of the pet shop says, ma'am, listen, I'm sorry. We're trying to give this parrot away. We're having a lot of problems with this parrot. Here, the bag of cat food that you wanted, take it with you. It's on me. It's on the house. My apologies, and I promise this will never happen again. Hold on a second right here, okay? I'm going to talk to this parrot." And he goes outside, and he talks to the parrot. You know, he gives him a little stern talking to him, pointing his finger at him. The woman can't hear what he's saying to him. So the guy walks back in and goes, "Ma'am, my apologies. You won't have any more problems with this parrot. Have a nice day. Cat food on the house." And the woman walks out of the pet shop, and she makes a left, and the parrot goes, "What a lady!"
You know. Okay, that's them. Now I remember it.
Sorry.
Oh.
You know.
And it's not the funniest joke in the world.
It's funny.
But, yeah, and there will be, that's one of those jokes where there'll be people that go, "I don't get it."
Right.
They won't.
You know.
Because if you really drag it out, it's a pattern. The pattern has a parrot. Mm-hmm. And the version I remember was every time she'd come in, you're fat, some horrible fat. And then after he talks to the parrot, he says, "Hey, lady." And she says, "What?" And he just looks at it and goes, "You know." but it is a joke. You know, I think it's funny. Some people would, some people wouldn't. But, yeah, I haven't
But you
heard
can tell that joke
time.
Without using dirty language is my point.
And that's my point, too. I don't know why. I don't know. It's Howard Stern's show. What the heck? And I have heard him tell jokes that were really funny. But he didn't make them any funnier. He could have, I guess. Anything else? Burke segment? Anybody? Limey, was that it?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Anybody else? Burke segment?
No. The phones are working again.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the phones are working again. 855. These phones seem to be not working like 70% of the time, so jump in on this 30%. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Those are the numbers you'll need for Dan Buffa next hour, because he's coming in to talk a little radio and television. If there are no other contributors, the Burke segment is officially closed. All right. I heard a local radio guy. I'll leave it at that. Lately, I've been jumping around and checking out some of the local radio stations. And now that I've been doing that, I'm prouder than ever of this show. Holy cow. This guy was talking about the difference between what's going on now as when Clinton and Nixon were impeached. Well, Nixon was not impeached. He wasn't. And this guy is one of those talk guys who has that I know everything kind of attitude. No, Nixon wasn't impeached. Andrew Jackson or somebody was. But there were two that were. Clinton and, was it Andrew Jackson? Something like that. Way back then. But not Nixon. Nixon resigned. He wasn't impeached.
Oh, okay.
And now the callers are coming in.
Here
so let's start with Dave. Dave, welcome to 590 The Fan. It's a great Tuesday. How are you?
Well, thank you for taking my call. Of course, I am AM and then into
well,
PM.
Never get tired of hearing that in any form. What's up?
Yeah, well, the thing with these juries is there's nothing to figure out. The only reason, doesn't matter about evidence, this one or that or the other thing, with OJ and everything else, it was a cop. Everybody is going to vote against the cop.
That seems to be the pattern.
Thing, they just wanted to see a black guy get away with it, and people have openly said that. Remember, there was one woman at that time that said, "If you date a man like that, you're going to get your ass beat, and that's just what you get. We don't care."
Wow.
And every high school teacher, every college teacher is telling all their students that black people walking down the street in St. Louis are targets because the cops are just basically having target practice and going around shooting people. So when they're on the jury, Doesn't matter what the evidence is, that's what's going to happen.
And I'm sure there are a few cases, in fact, I know there are, that there were some bad cops, and they were beyond out of line. But to have a blanket attitude like that, and I never, by the way,
that's
I never, that
the
thing.
That's going to be for the foreseeable future.
That thing you just said about the woman who said, oh, that's just the way it is. If you date a guy like that, you're going to get your ass beat. I didn't know that. I didn't hear that she said that. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. I remember that. You might want to ask Mike Evans if he's sober enough. There's people on.
I'd have to call him now.
Don't tell him I said that.
No.
But I remember that, like being on CNN or whatever back in the day when the OJ trial was going on.
Dave, before you get away, I'm gonna share with you something that I remember and I'll never forget. And it was years ago, and the quote was printed in our own St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and it had to do with a priest. One of the very few priests who actually had to go on trial for molesting children, and it was in St. Louis. So they're looking for members of the jury, and they're having a tough time finding people to put on the jury. And one lady who was disqualified, her quote, almost word for word, was this: I don't care if you have video of a priest raping a young boy. I would never, ever send a priest to prison because he's a man of God and he's only human. That was her statement.
Wow. I remember that.
Holy
man. I remember that.
Yeah, that was.
And you know what else? You were talking about Kevin Steinkross, I believe it was yesterday or last week.
Yeah.
Being let go.
Yeah.
With that whole thing, too, do you realize that every radio program now has been saying Martin Luther with the bad word, and it was even printed in the Post-Dispatch. So everybody's talking about it in total disrespect to Martin Luther King, but that's okay. They can say that all over. It was even printed in the Post-Dispatch. That's the kind of stuff they put in there. I was stunned by that. Where's the NAACP talking about the Post-Dispatch actually printed the name Martin Luther C?
Because the way they get away with it, it's a quote. They're not saying it. They're quoting what he said. But so that's their excuse for being able to say it or print it. So that's different. It's merely.
Exactly. That's how twisted things are now. People are just looking for attacks that they can launch on people. But are they respecting Dr. King? Absolutely not.
Well,
everybody's saying it now. Everybody's talking about it now.
Dave,
the word over and over again.
Dave, since you mentioned Kevin Steinkross, here's what bothers me. It's over. It's old news. Some people were upset about it. Lots of people. Yet nothing was done. We don't go out in numbers and protest and hold up signs in front of Channel 2 saying we will never watch you and we will never do business with your advertisers. No. But the minority, when something happens, they're louder than loud, and they get attention and they get action. We don't. It's our own fault because we don't stand up and speak up loudly enough for people like Kevin Steinkross. That story is over. It's old. He's unemployed. He's out of work. And somebody said to me, oh, well, he'll pick up a job at another. No, he won't. Because he's damaged goods, and because these people are afraid. They're afraid of a handful of representatives from the NAACP. They're more afraid of them than they are most of the public who is outraged that they fired Kevin Steinkross. They're more afraid of these NAACP people who demanded that he be fired. That's who they cower down to.
Well, that is true. But Frank, you know, do you have a personality on your radio station who said that dark-skinned blacks should not allow light-skinned blacks to play in the NBA?
What?
I don't know anything.
I don't know anything
about that.
Okay. Well, it's on one of your late-night sports shows. Unless that was a late-night, early evening. That's what they were talking about. But apparently, that's okay.
Huh. Was he saying it in a critical way that?
No, he simply stated, and I have met the guy. I used to work with the guy. He actually stated where he grew up that light-skinned blacks got beaten up by the dark-skinned blacks, and that he would encourage college students or college basketball players and high school basketball players to go out and to injure the light-skinned blacks because they don't belong in the NBA. Whether he was joking or whether he meant it, doesn't matter. That's the kind of conversation there was. Okay. And that's why I don't see why Kevin Steincross was crucified, and this guy can say this. As ridiculous as it was, he can say it, and he's okay.
Well, I didn't hear it. I don't know who it was. It might, and I didn't hear the context it was in. But, right. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that. Dave, I appreciate your call. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
I think I know who he's talking about.
Well, but I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
No, I didn't hear it either.
Okay. I have no idea what he's talking about.
If you want to jump in on any of this, something lighter would be fine. Whatever. You're part of the Burke segment now. We added you. We added you to a very elite closed circle of people. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Here's George. George, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm doing well, Frank, AM into PM.
Thank you, George. What's up?
Yeah, I was telling Dan, it's been 2 years since I was diagnosed with cancer. I was diagnosed the 27th. The 2017th of September, and then you guys started the 2nd
right.
of October.
Right.
And Frank, I just want to let you know, I don't know how many people you touch, make people laugh, but I'm telling you right now, man, if it wasn't for you in the show, Tim Woodburn, long-winded Woodburn. Limey Phillips.
Thank
and
you,
Dan and who am I forgetting?
Nobody. Right. That's the heart. That's the core of the show right there.
And I just want to let you know, man, you guys make my afternoon. I can't wait to hear you guys on my ride
George,
home.
George, it's okay to say what I think you're trying to say. We saved your life.
Yeah, you did.
We're not humble about it, you know.
We're
life, savers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I was going to tell you a story. Now I had a brain fart. Thank you, Limey.
Well, I appreciate the comment. We're glad you're still here. We're glad you're well. And we don't want to lose any listeners, not even one.
Are you cancer-free, George?
I'm not cancer-free. I'm still doing chemo once a month. But everything is on the upside. I had an MRI 2.5 weeks ago. Everything is shrinking. No new growth, no old growth. So
that's what you want to see. And George, I forgot, what kind of cancer was it, if you don't mind?
I had non-small cell lung cancer, but all of that is more or less scar tissue now. And the MRI, like I said, you know, no new growth, no old growth, and looks like everything's shrinking. So I'm going in tomorrow for a chemo treatment.
Well, George, good luck. You'll be fine. And your call is a reminder to me to, again, share with people a fact, and that is that hospitals, there's no way to listen to our show because it heals people. And hospitals would be out of business. If they went in, they admitted them, and they turn on this show, and they go, oh, I laugh so much, I feel better. I think my cancer's gone. See ya. They don't want that. So you can't hear us. You have to find your own way to hear us. And, of course, the app is the best way anywhere, because I don't care how much steel is in the walls. I don't care. That app, crystal clear. George?
I get home, and I turn you guys right on, you know, to the app and listen to you outside and whatnot. And, Limey, I got a quick tip for you.
Yeah, what you got, George?
Yeah, I know you got a crap ton of diapers,
right?
But get you a crap ton of wipes.
All right.
Oh, you gotta have wipes. Yeah. You don't want to run out of wipes. Yeah. You run out of wipes. Oh, not good. That's a good suggestion.
Okay. I'll make a mental
George,
note.
George, thank you for the call. I'm glad we're glad you're well.
Thank you, Frank. Thank I appreciate you. It. And you guys have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye. George has been giving us little updates for a couple of years now about the. Cancer. You know, when I hear people say, well, we're going to cure cancer. No, you're not. No, we're never going to cure it. There's too many kinds of cancer. It'll never be a cure. And if there is, then something else will come along. Remember when AIDS came along? Nobody ever heard of it when I was a teenager. When I was a kid, the only reason that you were told to wear protection if you're going to do anything was so she wouldn't get pregnant or venereal disease. There was no
or
AIDS.
Syphilis or something.
I just said venereal disease, Dan.
That is that the same thing?
That's venereal disease. Syphilis, gonorrhea, those are venereal diseases.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Right on.
Well, like you don't know about him. Let's talk to Bill. Bill, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'll say it before you guys do. Bill.
No, that's reserved. Oh. That's reserved.
I'm not allowed to do that, Bill.
That's just for Bill Cleveland. So we would not do that to you.
Oh, okay. I am A and the PM.
Thank you. Now, how do you say it? You are what? Say it again.
I am AM in the PM.
Okay, I missed the first M. You're right. That's exactly right. Yeah. What can we do for you, Bill?
Well, real quick, I got two things. One, I want to kind of brag on one of your sponsors. I moved out to St. Charles, and I had 10 windows put in my house and a sliding glass door from Window World.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
That's not the best part of the story. The best part of the story is...
As Paul Harris used to say, here's the rest of the story.
No, that was Paul Harvey that said that.
Oh. Go ahead, Bill.
The guy that put it in, I guess, made a little minor mistake that I didn't even notice. My wife, of course, noticed it.
Well, sure she did.
And a couple weeks later, she said, hey, the lock is sort of, you know... Anyways, the lock at the bottom is a little lock... Yep, sorry, there's a little lock at the bottom, and they put it not in the wrong spot, but just not in the right spot.
Right.
So I moved it, but then there was a little hole, so I called, and they said, no, don't worry about it, we'll send a guy out. They could have easily just put a little caulk or something in the hole, and I would have been happy. They actually ordered me a brand new door and installed it.
Wow. Yep, good for Window World. Good for you. Thank you. That's what keeps us...
kind of service.
Well, this is what keeps us on the air, what you just did. Yeah.
So that's that. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about was kind of along the police officer stuff. My brother was an officer for 20 years. He's no longer with us. He didn't die in duty, but he died of sort of a cancer situation. But anyways, oops, did it again.
Anyway. That's true.
It's that Bill thing. But He said something before he left, and this was, I guess it was about 5 years ago. He said, we're going to have a really hard time finding young people who want to become police officers.
We already are. He was right.
Yeah. And so this was 5 years ago, and we talked a lot before he passed, and we had a lot of conversations. But I just thought of that as you said that today, and you've been saying it. And I think it's something that we really need to be concerned about. In St. Louis County, and I don't know if this is right or not, I mean, they wouldn't say if it wasn't, they're down like 85 officers right now.
It's not good. And it's just going to get worse because between the low pay and the fact that people spit on you and curse you and have no respect for you, who'd want that job? And then add to that that now police have to wear like 50 pounds of crap on them, and they're loaded up with so much stuff and that bulletproof vest. Get the police car if you get a chance. I don't even know how they drive the car. They've got so much stuff they have to have in there now. No, it's
I went on a ride along. I was lucky enough to go on a ride along with my brother. I mean, I was so proud of my brother when he became an officer, and you know, it was just a proud thing. And I went on a ride along, and I'm not joking when I say this. I was scared out of my mind, and we really didn't do much. But every call, I tensed up. I just sat in the car, and I was scared. I mean, it was just...
Were you in the county or in some municipality? Where were you?
I was in the county. I couldn't ride along with him. They just didn't allow it where he worked. So he got me hooked up at a county situation, and I rode along, and I just... I don't know, every time we accelerated, my heart raced, every time people would walk up to our car and I freaked out, and this guy, it was like it was nothing to him.
No.
Bill? He went into this house, when I was with him, he went into a house, and they called the police for help. The woman started throwing things at him when he got there.
Yeah. No, it
was incredible.
My friends and I this weekend, we had a big conversation about this, and I said, I believe that every... A U.S. citizen should serve in the military for 2 years, in some capacity, serve the military, serve the country. And I also believe that everybody, by the age of 21, should have to do a ride-along with a police officer. And I'm not talking about directing traffic. I'm talking about go into the part of the county where it's scary. And you need to get just a small dose of what they feel almost every day.
It made me never want to be a police officer.
When you hang up, if the audience doesn't mind, I will tell you a story, a true story. of the one night that I rode along, and I've ridden dozens of times. This was in the city. It is the single most frightening night of my life, and I was convinced that night that I was going to be killed. It was the most frightening, and the guy, the cop that I rode with, never lost his cool, and it was terrifying, and he never, ever once showed fear, a reluctance to do what he had to do. It was a night I will never forget, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, I can't wait to hear it, and my last comment is this. I actually started listening to you when Howard Stern was on the radio in St. Louis, and I used to tell everybody, you got to listen to this. I'm 47. You got to listen to this guy named Frank Opinion. He's way better. It doesn't. I mean, this guy will just kill Howard Stern, and I mean that, Frank.
Well, and I certainly really have.
I mean,
oh, wait,
that in the bottom of my heart.
Bill, you know what? And I appreciate that more than you probably will ever know. Thank you. Very much.
All right.
Thank you, Bill.
See you, buddy.
Okay,
bye-bye.
A nice call.
What a nice guy.
I don't want these people to keep holding. I'll save my story. We'll have plenty of time. Buffa doesn't care if I jump into his segment. Jack is next. Jack, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Jack.
It is Jack Guthrie who does the great impression of Limey. That's right on the money.
That was really good.
How you guys doing today?
Oh, my God, that was great.
Completely different voice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's what good impressionists do. What's up, Jack?
Not much. Just wanted to call in, surprise guys with that, and see how it's going.
Well, hang on. Let me see how it's going.
How's it going?
Yeah, going all right.
Everybody says it's going okay.
Do you do any other Limeyisms, or is that's the best one?
I was going to send in one where he's like, hi, Dan.
That's good.
Really good.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I need to record this.
So, well, I mean, if you ever want to take a sick day off, I can fill in for it.
Yeah, let me know.
Wouldn't that be funny? Have him come in here and have to talk like you the whole time.
I know.
That'd be kind of fun. You do other impressions of other people?
Yeah, I could do Barack Obama.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. You don't hear many good Obamas. No. I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. All right. This is President Barack Obama.
Is that it? Is that it?
No, I mean I can improv stuff.
So. It's how he's but he's nailed how Barack Obama talks.
It's got
the cadence. Thank you.
That copy kind of the cadence. Not as good as the Limey one, but not bad.
Yeah,
not bad.
And Kermit the Frog here.
Not bad.
But a lot of people do Kermit pretty well.
I like that.
But not everybody does Limey.
No.
Right?
No. It's not just the accent. He got the tone right.
While we're talking about my accent, can I just say I'm not the guy who voiced the White Castle commercials. Apparently there's a British guy who voiced they're doing breakfast
sliders
for White Castle. I wish I was, get paid. But that is not me. I am not Humpty Dumpty.
I didn't hear it. Is it TLTV?
Yeah, I think it's on TV. I've heard it on the radio a couple of times. It's White Castle.
All right, Jack, anything else?
No, that's about it.
That's about it. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jack. Uh-oh. Thank you, Jack.
Bye, Jack.
Bye-bye. What? What?
Post-Dispatch is reporting the station's been sold.
This station. You know what?
Uh-oh.
No, you know what? Let me tell you something. Hold on. All right, folks.
That was not cool.
No.
That was not cool.
October 1st.
Oh, my God.
I got to give him something, though. I gave him credit for something. That was a pretty good acting job because he stared at his computer with this look of, and I thought, oh, my, what's going on? And he said, the station has been sold. And then he holds it, turns it around, and he's got printed on the screen, October Fools.
All right, that deserves a round of applause. That was good.
Now, you know what would really be funny? If the guy that owns the place called us right now and went, bud, it's not a joke. It actually has, man. That was good and well executed.
Thank you.
Well executed.
Well done. All right.
Now, I just wonder how many people didn't hear the October Fool's part and now are telling people, Station Missile, that's the end of that show. That's Station
Missile. You got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, usually when I pick the computer to show something to Frank, it's like once every month that I'll do that.
And it's something really important. Right. Either really,
he has to absolutely see this. And so I typed October Fools on my screen. As I said, that I turned it around and showed it.
Good one. Oh, and he had me too.
That was good.
Because you know, in this business, you're always the last to know.
No. We'll know it probably when everybody else knows.
Yeah.
When it happens.
Just like that.
Yeah.
In the paper.
Rich is on the line. Rich, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Dan. I am in the PM.
Thank you, Rich. Is this Rich the truck driver?
Yes, it is.
We haven't heard from you for a while. Are you okay?
Oh, I'm good. I'm real good.
All right.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
It's busy.
So what's up?
I usually make it home by about 1:30 or 2 o'clock. So I'll listen on the app instead of sitting all whole. Usually forever.
Yeah.
You know, we do have the world's worst producer on the show.
That's true.
No, we do.
No, see, Tim doesn't understand. That's not an insult. Dan has been known as the world's worst producer for 25 years.
What did he say?
Nothing. What's up, Rich?
I just figured since we were trying to lighten it up a little bit, I'd call and say, hey, I'm still around. I'm still converting oxygen to carbon dioxide.
All right. Good for you. I'm a big fan of carbon footprints. I've made that clear. I like what you're doing to the earth.
And just as an update, I don't even know if y'all remember, about a year and a half or so ago, I said something about dating a girl that was 19 years younger than me.
Oh, that's right. You were.
That's why we thought you died of a heart attack.
Is that now or when you were like 24?
No, I think that's recently. It's a year ago.
Got it.
Is that still going on?
Still going on. I put a ring on her finger, going to take her to somewhere warm and sunny after the first of the year and make it official.
And Rich, you are how old? How old are you?
I'm 51.
And she is 32 or 3?
33.
She will be 32 at the end of this month.
Wow.
Yeah, good for you. Congratulations.
She's not one of the Lee sisters, is she?
No. Not at all.
All right.
Off the wall comment.
You act like people that listened today didn't listen yesterday.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't remember the Lee sister.
You were talking about how ugly the woman was that was rude to you at the restaurant, and the ratio of her politeness to ugliness wasn't right because she was too ugly to be that rude to you.
Right.
And I said, was she one of the Lee sisters? And you said, who are they? And I said, ugly, ghastly, homely, and portly.
Okay, I didn't see. I don't remember that. You have to understand. Yes, it was funny, but
I did.
24 hours ago, man.
Did you guys get it just now when he said Lee sister? Did you get it?
Yes, and I laughed hysterically.
No, not just now, you didn't get it.
Yeah, I just got it.
You're lying. Okay, Rich, anything else? Thanks for starting an internal argument here. Anything else?
I didn't on it.
Limey?
Yeah.
Besides, a lot of diapers, a lot of wipes. Bank on your sleep now because you're not going to get any with a newborn in the house.
Yeah, I'm sleeping as much as possible.
But that
now
doesn't last long. A lot of kids. Our kids slept great through the night with three of them, and all of them slept through the night. That crying thing didn't last long at all.
I put a little whiskey in the bottle. That would put them to sleep. Yeah.
And a lot of people. Now, they can email you about that. Thank you, Rich.
I know.
Thank you, Rich.
And okay, and just one last thing for Limey.
All right.
You know, things apparently weren't so good there for a while. They're getting better. Do everything you can to make it better between you and her, because I will tell you what. And Dan can tell you also, I think my ex and his ex are probably sisters, spawn of Satan. If you are not on anything that even resembles good terms with your daughter's or son's mother, they will do everything they can to make your life a living hell.
I'll keep that in mind.
Rich, I'll add something to that. Even if you are on good terms and you get together, they will still make your life a living hell. You can marry them and they can still make it a living hell. Rich, thanks for checking in.
All righty. Pleasure.
Now, what I'd like to do is I'll push back a commercial to the next. I'll just take Neil's call real quick.
We
do
that.
Let's make it 40 seconds. We'll cheat. Right. Neil, what do you got? Quickly, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Got a bad voice. I got a question for your crack detective. Two things. When you moved to the new station and was the rat boy was missing?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Why didn't the detective be able to find him?
You gotta realize. I'm so stupid. I thought he was real the first 2 months I was on the show.
But he is real.
He is real.
Dave Jeffries. Rat Boy is Dave Jeffries. He was an intern. He is real.
I thought he was really missing. I thought I knew that he was real. I thought he was like real.
Tim, he was missing.
There was a real missing persons report filed.
Tim, he was.
He was looking for him.
We were so nervous about it.
Neil, did we lose you?
I think he dropped off.
Yeah, he jumped off. Good move. Smart on his part. So, Dan Buff, is Dan in the house? Is he in the
room? I haven't seen him.
He does this every week. He shows up like 1 minute before he's supposed to go, but he'll be here. And I think there's probably a lot to talk. I want to talk about this Joaquin Phoenix thing, this Joker. This looks really good to me. I think I'm going to, I love the Heath Ledger thing. I think this is going to be disturbing and good. We'll talk to him about that and some other stuff. We're glad you're with us. It is 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Jim Hayes. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio. I'm